the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hello, 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 and happy almost fall. So I actually just got back from a lovely little hike in the woods and was just checking out all of the leaves, and they're starting to turn their colors. Though sadly, they don't have a lot of deciduous trees in Oregon, so the colors aren't changing so much. But it was that trigger that like, oh man, summer's like over and we're really close to fall. And at the time of recording this right now, we're about 13 days away from it officially being fall. And of course, everybody is back to school, and I have had so many of my mom friends and my neighbor and everybody already telling me that they're getting the sickness. So I thought that today I would just chat about the things that are really, really important to stock in your natural remedy kit as we go through the dun, 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 cold and flu season. I think that's the best effects I've ever done on a podcast. I hope you loved them. Anyways, I just thought it would be really, really helpful for quite a few different reasons. Because number one, you don't want to be caught as that mom that's like, oh crap, everybody in my house is sick. And then you can't get on top of it because once one kiddo gets sick, then the next one does. And then before you know it, you're sick and then everybody else is sick. And like, you can't do the fun things or all the events that you had planned. Like, this literally is the story of my neighbor right now. She's got two kids, a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old. And the 12-year-old boy, first couple of days of school, gets there for 3 days, I think, and gets sent home and tests positive for the Rona. And then her daughter got it. And right now she's sick. And I'm just like, oh man, that is super duper rough. Luckily, I'm her neighbor, so I could bring her some medicine if she wanted, but they don't live up here full time. So, and then the same thing happened. Like, we were on an Apothecary Mama Q&A call, and one of the moms there was like, oh, three of my kids are already sick and it hasn't even been a full week. And it's just crazy, right? Like, you don't want to have to be there searching like, oh no, what natural remedies do I turn to? And if the past couple of years have been any kind of sign of the times, it's highly likely if you're choosing to run to the drugstore to get those remedies, they're going to be sold out pretty quickly. And if they're not sold out, like with the supply and demand that we had last year, you know those prices are going to be skyrocketed. That and like, you know, what in the heck do they put in all of that like over-the-counter commercial crap in the drugstores, right? Like, ew. ew, what is going into my child's body? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm super duper picky on it. I prefer the natural remedies. But even then, like, that's why it's so important to make your own medicine. Because if your whole family is sick, and let's say you want to go buy some elderberry syrup at the store, like, this day, like, these days you can get, like, I don't know, I haven't bought it from somebody else in a while, but I do recall seeing a 4-ounce bottle of elderberry syrup for $20. What? Like, you're going to go through that bottle in a day easily, no problem. So you can just save so much money when you make your own. Plus, you know exactly what's going in there. You can make it to, like, be tailored to your taste buds, and you can just, I don't know, you can put the right herbs in there that you need for your family. There may be herbs and another natural remedy on the store shelves that don't agree with you or your kiddo's body. So just thinking about those kinds of things are really, really important. And just knowing that you've got your remedies on hand is freaking primo. Like, now is the time to make all of those great remedies. So what do I keep around to make sure that my family isn't getting sick when everybody else is, like, stuck in the dreaded never-ending cycle of sickness? So thing number one, they are just prime for harvesting right now where I live, are elderberries. Holy moly, elderberries are amazing, right? Everybody's heard of the elderberry syrup. I just talked about elderberry syrup. It's so darn tasty. And it has been proven to fight off over 10 different flu viruses. Like, sweet. Maybe that's why my family never gets the flu. It also is really cool because what it can do is actually strengthen the cell wall so that any viruses or foreign invaders or pathogens that are trying to invade your body and get sick can't actually penetrate into the cell and get you sick. Like, that's super powered stuff, if you ask me. Not only that, like, if somebody around us is getting sick or anything like that, we start up with the elderberry syrup. Well, we'll do syrup. We can do a tincture. You can do a tea. You can make a glycerite, whatever you want, really. Whatever makes your taste buds happy or your kiddo's taste buds happy. Because if the kiddo's taste buds aren't happy, you're just going to have a big old fight about it, right? Nobody wants that. But the moment that that does happen, we get the elderberry on board because it has also been proven in various studies that it can shorten the duration of illness. So they did some studies and one group did not get the elderberries. The other one did. And the one that did not was sick for an average of 6 to 8 days. Whereas the one that did get the elderberries was sick for 2 to 3 days, like, just kicking that junk out of there. That, and it's yummy. Like, they're berries, man. you can get so creative in ways to make them as medicine and sneak them into your kiddo's stuff if that's what you need to do. Like, that's the fun stuff to do, if you ask me. So the other thing that I love to keep on hand is echinacea, because it is also a very strong antiviral, but it's great for fighting bacterial infections as well. So it is an antibacterial herb. It's an antimicrobial. It also fights off the fungal infections. And we can use it in so many different ways within our house to help heal whatever is going on. Like, it's just such a superpower for so many different things. And as far as echinacea goes, like, I always make a good batch of tincture for me, but my kiddo doesn't really love the tincture. So she does love of echinacea glycerite. So I make that up for her. Sometimes I'll make it as a honey. Sometimes I just keep the roots around so that I can decoct them or maybe add them to a soup or a stew or a broth or something like that, just to know that I have some on hand and I can fight so many different infections as they come about. So those two are absolutely key. And then the third one that is so fun and so darn easy to make and super affordable, really, really inexpensive, is fire cider. So actually, I just decided that I'm going to do a big live fire cider class. So if you are listening to this in time, it's happening later this week, like a just spur of the moment decided, hey, let's have a fire cider making party online. If you want to get registered for it, I will pop a link in the show notes. If you are late to getting to the live class, it's okay. I'm going to leave it up for free for a week. And then after that, if you want access to the class, I'll have it for sale for $7. Easy breezy, totally worth it. You can keep the video and the recipe and the shopping list and all of that stuff. So anyways, why would you want to make fire cider? You would want to make fire cider because it will do a fantastic job of stimulating the immune system, fighting off viral, bacterial, and fungal infections. It can act as an excellent decongestant if somebody does get sick. It's very, very warming, as its name might imply. It is wonderful for the digestive system and to support overall gut health, for regulating blood sugar and keeping that nice and balanced. It can improve your circulation. Like, it can do so many different things. And I definitely dive really deep into that in the class. And there's, you know, about 101 different ways you can make your fire cider. So what I do in the class is try and teach you how to make your own unique fire cider so that you can make it taste great and still get all of these epic medicinal benefits. So actually, one of the apothecary mamas just posted in our community group the other day that she had just strained last year's fire cider, which is a bit long, but whatever, it's still good stuff. And her son, who is 3, like, begs her for shots of fire cider, where I know adults that are like, fire cider, I don't want to take it. But like, I actually enjoy mine too. So that's what I'm going to teach you in the class. Again, it's free if you grab it like now, and then I'll leave it up for a week, and then it'll be $7 after that if you want to join me. We'll have a good time. We'll talk about all the different kinds of ingredients you can put in there and ways you can get really, really creative and ways you can make medicine that's super duper yummy and ways you can keep freaking cold and flu at bay in your house as we embark on this wild and crazy season that we go through every single year. Question is, will you be the mom that is ready for this and you have your natural medicine kit ready to rock and roll and your remedies are actually good enough that your kids will be like, yes, I will take more of that, mom, pretty please? If that is you, sweet, you are smart, you are my people, you are my tribe. If you are still wondering how to do that kind of stuff or just want to brush up on those skills, join me in the Fire Cider class. It'll be a lot of fun. Or you can also consider joining me in Medicine Making Mama. We will be doing a live round of Medicine Making Mamas starting at the end of this month, where you'll get all the step-by-step processes for tincture making and oils and lotions and potions and like all the herbal things, and you will become a medicine making master. Ultimately, like, saving your family tons of money, saving your sanity so you don't have to be at the doctor's office all the time or running to the drugstore for the latest remedy. Anyways, it's a super fun program, and it's happening at the end of this month. Fire cider spontaneously is this week. I hope to see you in the class. And I hope that you and your loved crew are keeping all of the nasty cold and flu junk away from you. Okay. Happy almost fall. I will talk to you in the very next episode. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home. Again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers.